it's important to allow kids to process their own grief, whether it's with they lost a parent or that marriage no longer exists. So there's a grief element that needs to have space. And it's definitely helpful to be told you're allowed to have your own pace.
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Dave Wilson.
And I'm Ann Wilson, and you can find us at familylifetoday.com. This is Family Life Today. Okay, I have a question for you, Dave.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever had someone step into your life that was trying to be nice and kind, but you really didn't want them there?
Yeah, my stepmom. When my dad remarried, my stepmom, Beata, was the nicest, kind woman.
Yeah.
She went out of her way to love me and appreciate me. And no matter what she did, I sort of stiff-armed her. Mm. I mean, I grew to love her, and she was a wonderful woman and a wonderful mom and a wonderful wife to my dad. But initially, no, I didn't want her.
And I think that's true for a lot of us. Maybe it's not a step-parent, but it's someone else that may come into our life. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Welcome to Family Life Today. But before we get started, we want to invite you to join Ron Deal and our Family Life Blended team for their next Summit on Stepfamily Ministry. It's October 23rd and 24th of this year, 2025, in Nashville. And you can visit summitonstepfamilies.com for more information, or just look in the show notes for a link.
And speaking of step families, yesterday we heard how a blended family started in tragedy. This is Ron Deal's interview with Laura Husband. I know it sounds a little, you know, confusing. Her last name is Husband. So Laura Husband's father, Rick, was a commander of the space shuttle Columbia, and he died tragically on February 1st, 2003, when Columbia broke apart during re-entry into our atmosphere. I'm sure many of you remember that. Yesterday, we heard part of Ron Deal's podcast conversation with Laura about how the loss impacted her. And as many of you know, if not all of you know, Ron's the director of our Family Life Blended Ministry.
So today we're shifting to another part of the story. A few years after being widowed, Laura's mother, Evelyn, married a man named Bill. And as you'll hear, Laura had another unwanted transition in her life.
So let's pick up the conversation with Ron asking Laura what it was like to have Bill step in as her stepdad and try to step into her grief.
One of the things we like to tell step-parents around here is when you hear the child's grief, don't run away from it because that is a huge part of who they are. And it represents a connection that they have to a biological parent, to, in the case of a divorce, what happened prior to mom and dad divorcing. And this is a part of that stepchild that you really need to know and listen to and hear out and not turn and run away, because if you want a relationship with them, you got to go through the grief to get to them. How did that go for you? And I don't just mean, did Bill listen to your sadness, but I just mean all of it.
It was difficult. It was very hard. I was very closed off. Mm. And my story is different now from then. But at the beginning, I didn't want to let Bill in. I had already lost my dad, who I was so close to and felt vulnerable with and safe with. And I didn't want to have to reopen that and do that all over again with a new person. It was an interesting time. I was, I think, maybe 15 when they started to date. And I was dealing with a variety of things. I felt abandonment from my own dad, even though he didn't choose to leave. Mm-hmm. So I had my own abandonment issues. And then here comes another male figure who wants and is potentially going to be in our family. And as I mentioned before, my mom and I had developed a very close relationship post losing my dad. So that was kind of infiltrating that too for me. It felt like it was coming in the middle of that because it would shift the family unit again.
Yes, it would.
It would shift who my mom would share with more. I'd gotten used to us sharing things on a deeper level, but because of what had happened, that was more the nature where our relationship went, is we were honest and pretty close. And so as Bill was entering the picture, that dynamic was changing for me. I think I was, you know, nervous to have that shift again, almost like losing my mom a little bit, because now she's sharing time and attention with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I had a very strong protective feeling for my mom. I didn't want anyone to hurt her. I didn't want to trust anyone prematurely and then it go sour, go wrong. And so I almost felt like a guard dog, honestly, like something like that, like a cautiousness, because I just didn't want my mom to be hurt and I didn't want to let anyone in. So there were many layers to it. Even if it looked like it was going well for them, and that's what my mom was telling me, I wasn't warming up to the idea quickly whatsoever.
What did it look like on the outside? If we would have been standing around watching, what would we have seen in Laura at 15, 16 when Bill's first coming into the picture?
I think probably to the larger community we had, I probably wouldn't say much because I always had a sense of you protect your family's privacy. And so I didn't feel like I could necessarily go share with a ton of people. Granted, my mom, luckily, you know, I had counselors and things available to me and I'd share with close girlfriends my age. But to the larger community, I was not sharing it, that I was having a hard time. But for me at that moment, I felt like I'd lost my dad and that felt completely out of control. And now my mom is possibly going to marry this man and that feels out of control too.
That powerlessness, that is not fun, is it?
No, it's not. It just kind of felt like a recurring theme that had popped up again of not getting a voice or a choice in a moment that was going to change my life and affect my life too.
So you were closed off to Bill in the beginning. They get married now. Now you guys are all living in the same house. Bill's got a couple of kids. They're older, out of the house, I think, at that point in time. Yes. Okay. And life begins. And how did that go for you and for Matthew, if you want to speak a little for him?
Yeah. And I'd be interested to hear what Matthew would say, because it was different for him. I think they seemed to get along quicker. I just had so many walls up. And so I remember Bill gently trying, you know, he would say, you know, I'm not trying to be your dad, which of course I appreciate on a, if we write it on paper, you know.
Yeah.
But I hated that phrase. I hated hearing it. And so it just kind of would add salt in the wound.
Yeah.
In those moments of like, well, I certainly hope not. I already know that. But I felt like they didn't know how to reach me. And saying that to me was not the helpful thing necessarily. And I knew Bill cared. But yeah, it was layers of grief. And then honestly, when the marriage happened too, I remember having the feeling of this permanently means my dad is gone. I already knew he was gone, but it was another layer of my grief. Like, my dad is not coming back. My mom is literally marrying someone else. So like, he's truly gone because my mom's getting married again.
Almost like her wedding was another funeral for you.
I wouldn't have thought that at the time, but yes. Yeah. And I'm thankful that wasn't going through my head that day. And honestly, the day itself was okay for me. But there were elements of that that felt like another funeral for sure. It was highlighting a reality that I didn't want for him to be gone. And then this weird thing to see your parent get married, because that's supposed to happen before you're born. So you're in this new place.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Family Life Today, and we're listening to a portion of the Family Life Blended podcast with Ron Deal and guest Laura Husband.
And if you want to hear the entire conversation, just search for the Family Life Blended podcast, episode 149. And if you or someone you know is part of a blended family, encourage them to check out our Family Life Blended ministry at familylife.com/blended.
Okay, so let's get back to the conversation. Here's Ron.
So every parent, step-parent listening right now wants to know, well, did you ever warm up to Bill? And they want to know, what did it take?
Yeah.
And, you know, what hope is there for us?
Right.
They're kind of wondering. Yeah. So how did that story go for you?
As you probably can tell, it was pretty rough. So,
Yeah.
And it's, I don't blame Bill for it. And at the time, even I would try to say in a way to people who didn't know me as well, I'm like, yeah, Bill's a great guy. You know, this is just really hard for me because I'm missing my dad. And then I think it's important to allow kids to process their own grief, whether it's with they lost a parent or that marriage no longer exists. So there's a grief element that needs to have space to just be grieved. And also my timeline was different than theirs of what I was ready to process.
Yeah.
They were very quick finding each other, falling in love, getting married. It felt super quick. And now I'm like, okay, that was God's timing. I do see it. But at the time, it just felt so quick and my pace was so different. And it's definitely helpful to be told you're allowed to have your own pace with processing this, accepting this, moving into this. For someone like me, it's nice to be like, you're allowed and it's okay to be upset.
Yes.
And you're allowed to have those feelings. You're allowed to feel frustrated about this situation. You're allowed to have anger. You're allowed to have those emotions. You're not like letting your parent down by being really on a different page about this emotionally. And I think because that was part of maybe I feared I was letting my mom down by my emotions couldn't get on board with where she was at, but I needed that time and I needed a different pace to process.
So I'm hearing how it's very critical for both the biological parent and the step parent to give permission to that. Now, I know that doesn't mean permission to be sassy, permission to be out of line, permission to, you know, just get away with murder. So we're not talking about that, but yet permission to emotionally be on your own journey and find your own timing of if and when you perhaps begin to soften toward the step parent, for example.
Yes.
And begin to let them in. So how long would you say that took you till that sort of shifted for you?
I guess evidence of becoming a family is the fact of when you can argue. So if your more honest arguments arise. So there came some point where formalities, you know, were lessened and honesty would come out. And so sometimes I was very angry with Bill or would yell or argue or something with him for whatever reason. It never was anything of deep consequence, I don't think. But we had to kind of push through some of that because he didn't fully understand my personality either.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to understand more his too. So sometimes he would interpret my pushback or something as a form of disrespect when in reality it was just me. I'd been used to talking to my mom, sharing my opinions or something. And so like dynamics shifted for me.
So when you were pushing back a little with Bill, you were actually starting to let him in.
Probably.
But he didn't read it. He didn't read it that way. But that was sort of the beginning for you of a little shift in your heart, your spirit toward him.
Yes.
You know, I just want to say to everybody listening or watching, it's like, you never really know what that means to the child unless you back up a little bit and maybe try to see it from their point of view.
Yeah. Because being able to be more free with your emotions typically means you're more safe. You feel more safe. So if you start seeing more evidence of that, I think that's probably possibly also what's happening is hopefully the safety threshold is increasing.
Ironically enough, more conflict may be a good sign.
Yeah. And it's not fun. I definitely, like, it was not easy. And I went to counseling and, you know, processed like what it feels like not feeling in control of certain things in my life. And then thankfully, I mean, I had a stepdad and have a stepdad who was consistently loving my mom well. And also some of that started speaking to me over time, just him loving my mom well and trying to love us well, not trying to compete with my dad. He definitely never tried to be my dad or like imitate. He's been just Bill. And now I tell Bill, I say, like, thank you for being you, because that's honestly the best thing you could be. If you had tried to be my dad or like him, it would have made it even harder or worse or a turn off. And so over time, consistency of loving my mom well and living a godly life, that definitely helped. And as I was processing my own grief and even learning how to let people in again, that was bigger than him. It was much bigger than Bill. It was, you know, I'd lost my dad. I'd felt abandoned, you know, having a male figure. Like, it was stuff God was having to work in me over many, many years.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I think that is so important, what you just said, that it was bigger than Bill. Because I think when step-parents perceive rejection, that maybe they're narrowing their focus a little too much, that they're just assuming it's all about them, when really there's a bigger story going on sometimes in the life of a child. And it really is larger than just receiving you. It has to do with their whole outlook on life.
Yes.
And how they're even posturing themselves to the world. You know, I'm going to fast forward a little bit. So 15, 16 years since Bill has been in your life, I'm going to guess, and you can correct me anywhere along this path, okay? But I'm going to guess that at this point, there's space in your heart for Bill. And of course, there is always prime space in your heart for your dad. When you started to put those two side by side in your heart, was that difficult? Did you ever feel guilty about it? Did you ever feel like, well, I don't know how to measure this. I don't know how to do dad and Bill, or, you know what I'm saying? Where they just sort of, did that feel weird, or by that time, was it okay?
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't say side by side. I feel like they're in two completely different places, and that's what makes it feel so good, actually, is because Bill was trying to be Bill and not my dad. Bill has his own place and my dad has his own place. So I don't feel like they're even touching. Well, maybe they are, maybe. But in the sense of the way that he's shown me love in a fatherly way, and I've very much appreciated that. But that, like, came over time. Thinking of them separately really actually helped, though, and not ever trying to make it be the same thing or similar. And my relationship with Bill is very strong. I share things with him and my mom very open and vulnerably and ask their advice and spend time one-on-one with Bill. We do things on our own too, and we've built a good relationship, but yeah, it hasn't been forced. And I think that's the biggest thing, is I have a pretty deep authenticity core to me, and most people do. I think you can just read if something's forced or not. So you want it to happen in a natural, organic way. And yeah, I love Bill and tell him that, and he tells me the same, and I'm so thankful for him. And he is a father figure to me, and it just feels different than my dad, and there is space for both of them.
We've been listening to a portion of the Family Life Blended podcast with Ron Deal, the host of the podcast, joins us now in the studio. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. Always good to be with you.
Well, obviously, this is an amazing story, and it highlights how important stepfamily ministry is the local church. Mm. And I know that as a pastor.
Yep.
So let's hear about the summit, the Stepfamily Summit coming up.
Yeah. So this annual event is an equipping event for leaders, pastors, lay couples, anybody who's invested in helping blended families go the distance. Our theme this year is press on. You know, a lot of times people start a ministry and they get a little discouraged with the turnout and they're like, okay, maybe we did something wrong. We're like, no, just got to keep going. Just keep going, keep pressing in, press on, no matter where you are. October 23 to 24, we're going to be in Nashville this year. So to learn more, just go to the show notes at familylifetoday.com and look for the information about the summit on stepfamily ministry.
Yeah, and I'm just going to tell you right now, register. It's powerful. Mm-hmm. We've spoken at one of these, and they are so helpful and so powerful. Now, Ron, as we go back to, you know, Laura's story, you know, talk about how when you're navigating grief and then your mom remarries and you're not through the grief, you know, how do you navigate that kind of transition?
Right. I mean, her story is very common. A lot of children experience this. They're still reeling from the death of their parent or the divorce that led to the single parent home. And now that collides with the timing of their parents' new relationship, new marriage, the new blended family. And it's not like there's a happy number. Everybody says, well, how long should you wait? How long do kids need? Look, I don't know. You know, nobody's quite that smart to have that all figured out. We can't generalize. It's just going to happen. Because we still love the people in our life, in this case, Laura lost her dad. She still loves him, even though he's gone. She loves him. He's still alive in her heart. Mm. She carries him every single day. It's not like she's going to stop grieving at some point and then now step parent enters the picture and everything is fine. No, there's always going to be some collision there. For them, they have to navigate that space with a lot of generosity, a lot of kindness towards one another. And often, as was the case with Bill and Laura, he's the one who's doing all the hard work to try to move into her heart and her life because she's confused. Mm. And that's the thing that I tell parents a lot. Children are often confused. It doesn't mean they're rejecting their step-parent. They're often just not sure where to put you in their heart. So that was one of the takeaways, I think, for people. And then as her emotional safety grew with Bill over time, she started pushing back a little bit more. How ironic it was when she talked about how the more she warmed up to him, the more she started to speak her mind and they had more conflict. Sometimes conflict's actually evidence that things are getting better, not necessarily getting worse.
That's reassuring.
In a blended family. Yeah, exactly. That's a great, great perspective. And then the other takeaways I think about is what he did right. What he did right was he loved her mom. He was persistent. He didn't give up very easily. He knew there was a bigger story going on in Laura's heart regarding the loss of her dad, and he didn't make it personal about him, which allowed him to just sort of sit back and let that journey continue for her and for him to kind of find his way into her heart.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, what a great truth for all of us.
Oh, totally.
It's not about me. I want it to be about me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. And especially when you're stepping into somebody's life who's gone through a tragedy, it's not about you. It's about them. And man, he did the right thing to really love her mom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, way to go. It's a beautiful story.
And then the last comment she made, I think, is a good place for us to land. And she just said, look, Rick, her dad, and Bill, her stepdad, are not side by side in her heart. It's not like they're competing for space. They each have their own place. Exactly. That's the beautiful picture that they were finally able to get to.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Good stuff, Ron. Thanks.
Thank you.
Before we're done today, let me just say this. Our financial partners are the heartbeat of this ministry. And when you join this monthly giving community, you're not just donating, you're building something eternal.
And we'd be so honored to have you on the journey with us. We really would. So here's the question. Will you join us today?
I hope your answer is yes. And if it is, go to familylifetoday.com. You can click the donate button right there and become a part of the monthly partner program.
Family Life Today is a donor-supported ministry of Family Life, a crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.